And that's our theme for our study today, Exodus chapter 14, when God leads his people through the Red Sea onto dry land and they sing the song of victory. I'm just wondering, have you ever faced a Red Sea situation in your life? You say, what in the world are you talking about? Well, a Red Sea situation is one in which no matter what way you look, you're in trouble. This is the way it was with Israel when they were delivered from the land of Egypt, as recorded in Exodus chapter 14. They left Egypt traveling southeast, and then God directed them to change to south-southwest. Now, he did this to confuse Pharaoh. Pharaoh thought that they were wandering around lost, didn't know where to go. And God was using the people of Israel to draw out Pharaoh and his army. And God was using the people of Israel to draw out Pharaoh and his army. Well, he brought the people of Israel down to the Red Sea, and Pharaoh said, we've got them now. They're caught. And he sent out his army with his choice chariots to capture Israel and bring them back. So no matter which way the Jewish people looked on that day, they were in trouble. If they looked back, they saw the army coming. If they looked ahead, they saw the Red Sea. If they looked around, they saw mountains and desolation. And so there was only one way to look, and that was to look up. The trouble is they didn't want to do it. They did a lot of complaining, didn't they? Now, we cannot overemphasize the importance of the Exodus, because this was a matter of the glory of God. Oh, you must remember that while Moses was lifting up his staff, and while he was talking to God, and God was sending all these judgments, it was a contest between Jehovah God and the gods of Egypt in Exodus chapter 14. And in verse 4, God says this, "And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them, and I will be honored over Pharaoh and over all his host." Get this now. "That the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord." And so the Exodus involved the glory of God. Verse 18, God says this, "And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten me honor over Pharaoh, over his chariots, and over his horsemen." And so the glory of God was at stake. By the way, every situation we get into involves the glory of God. You may be in a Red Sea situation. No matter which way you turn, you're in trouble. Perhaps it's economic problems, or it may be family difficulties, or there may be a church problem. Some missionary may be listening right now who says, on our field we have insoluble problems. It's the Red Sea situation, isn't it? But remember, God has brought you there for his glory. Something else was true. This Exodus had to take place to complete their redemption. It wasn't enough to bring them out of Egypt. God had to separate them from Egypt, and that's what the Red Sea was all about. We're told in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 that the nation was baptized unto Moses. It was a dry baptism as they went through the cloud and through the water that had been parted, and they were identified with Moses as the people of God. God was completing their redemption. God was taking them on their way to their inheritance. It was important. He didn't deliver them from Egypt just to stand by the Red Sea and be in trouble. No, he had to start them on the way to Canaan. And something else is true. This Exodus situation was the basis for all of their future victories. In years following, the Jewish people would remember what God had done at the Red Sea. They would remember that the sea parted, they marched over on dry ground, not muddy ground. The Egyptian army tried to follow them, and they drowned. They sank like stones in the water. I'm reading from Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 17. "If thou shalt say in thine heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them?" He's talking, of course, about their going into Canaan. "Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shall well remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and unto all Egypt." And so that situation you're in right now is a preparation for future victory, isn't it? God's going to do some great things for you, and you're going to experience God's victory, and it's going to help you in the future. Now, the verse we're looking at is Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. And Moses said unto the people, "Fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." And the Lord said unto Moses, "Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward." And then he instructed him to lift up his rod, and God sent a wind, and God opened the sea, and the people marched through, and the Egyptians were drowned. Now, I confess to you, I have come to Red Sea places in my life when it seemed no matter what I did, if I went forward or sideways or backward, I was going to be in trouble, and the only thing to do was to look up. God brings us there that he might help us glorify his name. I think the thing for us to do is to follow the instructions that God gave through Moses to Israel. And if we will follow these four simple instructions, we won't have any problem. We won't be afraid when we come to that Red Sea place in our lives. Instruction number one, fear not. You see, the Jewish people were afraid, and I can understand this. I'm not going to criticize them. They were walking by sight, and they weren't walking by faith. They looked back and saw the army coming, looked ahead and saw the water before them. There was no place to go. You would be afraid, too. The mothers and fathers were thinking about their little children. And Moses says to them, fear not. It's a command, is it not? It's a commandment from God. In other words, for me to fear is to disobey God. God says, now don't be afraid. Fear not. Don't walk by sight. Walk by faith. I am greatly attracted to the life and ministry of D.L. Moody. I've read many, many books about Mr. Moody and by Mr. Moody. A lady came up to him one day and said, "Mr. Moody, I have found the most marvelous verse in the Bible, Psalm 56, verse 3. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." And Mr. Moody smiled and said, "It's a good verse, but I have a better one. Isaiah 12, 2. I will trust and not be afraid." Instruction number one, fear not. If you get afraid and you cultivate that fear, it'll take over in your life. It'll control your mind and your heart and your will and your body, and you're going to have problems. Fear not, instruction number one. Instruction number two, stand still. Now, this word stand still means primarily stand firm. Doesn't mean don't move, because down in verse 15, God tells them to go forward. Stand firm. In other words, don't turn around and run. The Jews were always tempted to go back. Let's go back to Egypt. Don't run. Don't panic. Stand firm, because the Lord has delivered you. Surely the same God who delivered you from Egypt can take you the rest of the way. And the Lord has directed you. You're not here because you sinned. You're here because you obeyed. You aren't here because you disobeyed God. You see, if we are in a Red Sea situation, by the will of God, we don't have to be afraid. We can stand firm. God brought us here. Now, if we're there out of our own willful disobedience, if we've sinned against the Lord, that's a different story. You couldn't say to Jonah on board that ship in that stormy sea, "Now you stand firm, Jonah." Oh, no, he was there out of the will of God. But you could say it to the disciples in the ship in the stormy sea. They were there because God put them there. So he says, stand firm. The Lord has delivered you, and the Lord has directed you, and the Lord will defend you. God is concerned about his people. In fact, even the Egyptians knew this. Verse 25, God took off their chariot wheels. They couldn't even drive. And the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians." Even the world can tell when God is fighting for his people. So the Lord will defend you. I might add a little parenthesis here. At this point, Israel did not have to fight. They were not prepared to fight. Now, later on, God did ask them to fight. In Exodus chapter 17, when the Amalekites attacked them, God said, "Now we're going to go out and fight them." There are some situations where God says, "You just stand firm, I'll take care of it." There are other situations where God says, "Now we're going to work this out together." Don't be afraid. Fear not, instruction number one. Stand firm, instruction number two. Now, he gives an interesting instruction in verse 14 of Exodus 14. Hold your peace. Be quiet. The Jewish people were tempted to complain. Now, I'm not going to judge them. Oh, I have done the same thing. Sometimes I've been in a situation in the will of God, and it's been uncomfortable, and I've been impatient, and I've complained to God. Now, they did that in verse 10 of Exodus chapter 14. When Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were in great fear. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, and they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Is it not the word that we told you in Egypt? Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians. Well, they started complaining. They complained to their leaders, and they complained to God, and they wanted to go back. And God said, now just be quiet. How many times I have read Psalm 46, be still and know that I am God. Isaiah the prophet wrote, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Just be quiet. Don't talk too much. A friend of mine says we have two ears and one mouth. We ought to listen twice as much as we talk. Well, God says, just be quiet. Don't complain. Do all things without murmurings and complainings, wrote Paul to the Philippians. Because when you complain, it just increases your unbelief. Instruction number one, fear not. Number two, stand firm. Number three, be quiet. And now number four, verse 15, go forward. God says, move now, I'm going to open the way. They stepped out by faith. When God commands you to step out by faith, you had better move, I had better move. These Red Sea situations in our life are for the purpose of revealing the power and glory of God. God opened the way. As they moved forward, the waters were parted, and they went right through on dry ground. And the same waters that brought deliverance to Israel brought destruction to the Egyptians. Exodus 15 is the first song in the Bible of God's people. And they sang on the other side of the sea, and they sang, the Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God. I will exalt him. Go forward by faith. Now, don't go forward until God tells you to. Don't jump ahead of God. You may drown. Just wait on the Lord. Stand firm. Be quiet. And then when God says move, you move. And you know what you're going to discover? You're going to discover God's already solved the problem. Now, I don't know what you're facing today. I know you're worried about it. It's a situation that seems hopeless. But you'll find when God tells you to move forward, he has already solved the problem. He has defeated the enemy. He's opened the way. And you're going to make it for his glory. Of course, all of this is a beautiful picture of our spiritual experience in Christ, isn't it? He is the Lamb who was slain for us. And we have been joined to the Lord Jesus Christ through faith. By his death, burial, and resurrection, our Lord has defeated every enemy. He's opened up the way. Our Lord's victory over the grave is a far greater victory than Israel's victory over Egypt. But this victory symbolizes the fact that the way has been opened, and now we walk with the Lord, and he goes before us. Oh, don't be afraid today. Or whatever day you may find yourself in a Red Sea situation, remember these four instructions. They'll take away fear. Number one, fear not. Trust the Lord. Number two, stand firm. Number three, be quiet. Don't complain. And number four, go forward by faith when God instructs you. Fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord.